Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I think that the time is important right now for all of us to really take a moment and focus in on what's important. And today's segment is called Divine Government. What would that look like? So I have been accused of being rather a Pollyanna and always looking at the positive side of things and dismissing the negative as though it doesn't exist by some. And that is that really is the way I would prefer to operate my life. I would prefer to focus on the negative, focus on the positive and dismiss the negative. But I am not foolhardy enough to pretend that the negative and the unpleasant does not exist. So I would like to really just ask all of you who are taking the time to listen to this short segment today to join me in every possible way with your energy, your intention, with your hearts, with your minds, with your ears. And I was inspired to do this. I've actually done something similar before, but I was re-inspired to do this segment today. Because I've been, like so many of us, I've been kind of watching a little bit of the news. Not much. I really try to minimize the amount of news that I expose myself to, but I also feel like we have to kind of be informed. We have to know what's going on. And day by day, we're reading about, hearing about, and watching many of the representatives of our government continue in an astonishing and confusing and sometimes stunning display of questionable leadership decisions. And the polarized positions of these elected and appointed officials is just absolutely unacceptable. It benefits no one, ultimately, not even them. Or their constituents who they profess to represent. We are in gridlock. We are in a very polarized sort of position right now within our country. And we do not need to be that way. Again, it benefits no one ultimately. What can we do? Well, we absolutely can vote with our physical bodies, with our minds, hearts, hands, and feet, by getting ourselves to the polling places without excuse on election day or during early voting periods. And the excuse that there really isn't anyone who is worth voting for is unacceptable. Just inform yourself and vote for the person you feel is truly, honestly, best suited for that position. We have to do this. It's that important. We can also use our heart and our minds to think through what we want, to think through whether we want our country to continue on with this same polarized position taking. And we can make choices that will benefit us personally, benefit our loved ones, our families, our communities, and ultimately all people. We can use our voices, our prayers, and our invocations to call forth divine assistance, divine energy from the universe. Call it whatever you would like. There is something other than us. It can be called God, Allah, Gaia, higher power, source, the field, the quantum, call it whatever you wish, just call on it. And that's what we're going to be doing today. We're actually going to be calling on it with the help of someone who I have enormous respect for. And I've been following her work for years. She has been courageously and bravely standing in the light as a pioneer for, I think, at least 40 years. And that is Patricia Cota Robles. Her organization is called eraofpeace.org. And she actually sent out an email this week on September 27th that I just thought was profound and needed to be shared far and wide. So I am quoting from Patricia Cota Robles, and she is very inspired and very guided by that unseen realm, if you want to call it that, or by her inner God voice. And again, we can call it many things, but we all have an understanding of what it means. So from Patricia Cota Robles, in the United States of America, we're moving toward the midterm elections. There are people from all walks of life and associated with all sides of the political spectrum that are saying this will be the most consequential election we have ever had. Due to diverse belief systems and varying perspectives, people have different opinions as to why they think this election is so important. Almost all of those opinions are based in fear and reflect the concern that if their particular party does not win the election, terrible things are going to happen. Today, the Company of Heaven wants to share information with us that will help us see the bigger picture and inspire us to change our perspective from an opinion based in fear to the realization that this election is a positive opportunity for the USA and the rest of the world. Divine government is a government of the I Am Presence, by the I Am Presence, and for the I Am Presence of every person. And the I Am Presence is your higher self. We all have one. We also have a lower self. And I think the dance of being human is to monitor them and balance and keep the lower self in check and embrace more our higher self, that part of us that is connected to the good, the beautiful, and the true. So, continuing on, Patricia Cota Robles says, to fully comprehend just what that means, we must remember that our I Am Presence operates solely from the heart-based space of oneness and reverence for all life. This aspect of our own divinity is focused on our forward movement in the light and the fulfillment of our divine plan. Our I Am Presence always takes into consideration the highest good for all concerned when we allow it to intervene in the choices and decisions we make. Just imagine how different this world would be if our politicians were all functioning from the love-based consciousness of their I Am Presence. Imagine how much better things would be for everyone if the highest good for all concerned was taken into consideration with every decision our politicians make. I know that sounds like a fantasy, but the ways and means of inspiring that kind of heart-based behavior and integrity are exactly the kind of sacred knowledge that has now been activated within the DNA of the millennials and the children. And I'd like to interject that just because it has been activated in the DNA of the millennials and the children, that does not excuse us or exempt us from becoming very involved and using the newly activated understandings that we all have, whether we believe it's in our DNA or in our consciousness or whether it's in the quantum field or frequency or whatever. No excuses. This is not the time for excuses. This is not the time for whining. And this is not the time for inaction. We can all make a difference. And we must. At this point, we must. So what Patricia Cotarobles says is that we now can invoke divine government with our thoughts, with our words, with our voices, our prayers, our intentions, and our invocations. And so please join me in this idea, this higher idea of invoking divine government. And Patricia Cotarobles goes on to say that new DNA codes are being activated within every person at this time by his or her I Am presence. These codes contain not only the unfolding divine plan to reestablish divine government in the United States of America and the rest of the world, they contain viable solutions for the distorted and corrupt patterns of government that are surfacing to be healed and transmuted into light. As we affirm these words, know that we are joining in consciousness with thousands of light workers all over the world who are invoking this force field of light with us. We have unified our heart flames, and together, through our collective consciousness and our divine intentions, we are co-creating a chalice of light, an open door through which the immaculate concept for the divine plan involving the elections taking place in the United States of America and around the world will be brought to God victorious fruition. And again, if you don't have a real resonance with the word God, replace it with what works for you. It's just a concept. I'd also like to add that this has to do with our own self-governance, which is the most important thing. If we can govern ourselves, then of course we can make proper decisions about leadership, voting, actions, decisions. So this is a call for divine government within us and around us. For us. So please join me. Take a nice deep breath. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. As one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I invoke divine government within myself and within all leaders, all elected and appointed officials, all members of government, all members of all governments, from the smallest township, village, municipality to the largest cities, to districts, to congressional districts, to state governments, to elected representatives and senators, to all appointed government officials, to our president and all his cabinet or her cabinet, all leaders, all government representatives and officials. And Patricia Cotarobles goes on to say in this beautiful invocation, my Mother, Father, God, and the great beings of light associated with co-creating divine government on this planet, I also invoke the mighty archangels and the ascended masters guarding the evolutions of Earth. Blessed ones, blaze the most intensified frequencies of divine will, divine love, and divine wisdom from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, in, through, and around every person involved with the governments of Earth in any way. I ask that you exponentially expand this divine light within the heart flame of every man and woman running for office in the USA at national, state, and local levels. Now, beloved legions of light, blaze these intensified frequencies of divine will, divine love, and divine wisdom in, through, and around every single registered voter in the United States of America. Awaken the entire electorate to the profound opportunity at hand, and enlighten every person to the profound truth that it is time for divine government to manifest now. Let each person tangibly feel and experience the power, love, and wisdom of our Father, Mother, God flowing through their heart flame as they vote for each candidate and all of the issues before them. I now invoke the I Am presence of every person who will be elected during this election season and all of those who are presently serving at national, state, and local levels to take full dominion of that person's thoughts, feelings, words, actions, beliefs, and memories. Help that person to hear and to listen to the still small voice within that will guide him or her unerringly toward the fulfillment of the unfolding divine plan for this sweet earth. Now, beloved ones, seal the activity of light that I have invoked this sacred and holy day in the immortal, victorious threefold flame in my heart and the heart of every person on earth. Expand this activity of light daily and hourly 1,000-fold until planet Earth and all life evolving upon her have God victoriously completed our ascension into the fifth dimensional crystalline solar light frequencies of the new Earth. Now, through all realms of consciousness, I decree, victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. And so it is, beloved, I am that I am. So just again, take a nice deep breath and release. And use this invocation. I personally plan to use this invocation again as I go to sleep tonight. There is an important vote that's being conducted or will be conducted regarding a Supreme Court nominee. If we all can get involved and invoke the highest and best for all concerned with regard to that Supreme Court appointment, who is to say how this will unfold? So, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your contribution, your intelligence, your concern, your energy, your good intention. It has a great deal of power, authentic power. I encourage you to use it. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye for now.